Mobile.
Noon, Andrew, KO4HKX.
Hey, how you doing?
Marvelous. If I can get out of this traffic, I'll be doing even better.
Oops, shoot, I'm getting ready to hit 85 now. I always wonder what it's going to hold for me.
Yep, shoot, every time you get near it.
Yeah, northbound, not quite as bad as southbound, but man, when it gets backed up, it's just done.
Even earlier today.
I ain't complaining either. She said we were done. I clocked out. I'm headed home now. I ain't going back to the plane or anything.
This time of day.
I was thinking too. No need for me to go back for another 2 hours and 40 minutes, roughly.
Touchy-feely, huh?
Like, just to hear people talk about it, it's just the greatest thing since sliced bread, and it's just going to change our business. Yeah, it's such a bunch of crap.
Set through some of those for DuPont and Sterling and Agfa, and when I worked up at making x-ray film, every one of those companies had that, and it didn't change anything other than something to laugh about for a few months.
Exactly the way I feel about it, but man, when you watch people talk about it or they play the videos of it, I mean, man, it is the most awesomest class you've ever heard of, and it's just going to change everything.
I've never seen it change anything, so maybe we're the exception then.
I don't try to treat my employees like crap either. I like to talk to them and socialize and, you know, treat them like real human beings. So I don't know what I could change besides just trying to do it more often. But other than that, I don't know. I mean, if you got a horrible person that just treats everybody like crap, maybe I could see it. But I don't know.
Well, I'm going to change no matter what you do to them.
That's right. And then, you know, the people you talk to, some of them will love it, and some people will hate you for it, and others, they just don't care. Or are you still out and about?
I am still out and about. I'm at Dave and Gary over here in Easley, and we had lunch and just kind of hung out together and talked about radio and different things and had a good time.
At lunch?
I don't know if they did with all the questions, but I did.
Not at work. I got nobody that gives a crap about radio.
All the guys that get on my truck think this is a CB, and no, not the same thing.
You know, you turn on a CB now, and there's some moron on channel 19 just broadcasting something about window lickers, and just like, holy crap. I guess some things haven't changed.
It's on there every now and then. I've heard him before, but I don't know. I think it's the same guy that gets on the repeater and causes problems.
Because, I mean, he just enjoying himself, just being a pain in the butt.
Just find pleasure in being a nuisance and pain in the tail.
Dad, yesterday is the tractor-trailer drivers couldn't talk to each other, and you know, southbound, once you got past 101, man, it was a mess. I mean, it was just backed up, and you couldn't hear anything but that dude on the radio.
That's when he likes to do that down there. So you'd think somebody would do something about it, find him or whatever.
He's saying it. You know, look at the guy that's on 7.200 megahertz. I mean, he's been doing that for years. They ain't even really done anything about him yet.
Dave and Gary were telling me that about some times that the FCC has come in and dropped a hammer on people like that, though. KO4HKX.
It worked. Give me crap because one of the other section leaders that's in the class with me went back to work. I'm like, well, that's good for him. I'm not. I'm going home.
I blame you for that. After that much of that, I'd have to go, too.
My time. I don't have to do it again no March.
I have to do that.
the newer class that they started about a year or two ago. I've been able to get out of it for a good little while, but, you know, every time my class came up, it was something else going on, so I had to get out of it, but I ran out of good excuses. So this class is actually takes 6 months, so two days now, and I think we meet for a Skype meeting in another month, and then we do another two-day class, and then at the end of 6 months, we got to come back and give a presentation and talk about how it's changed our life and management style and all that good stuff.
Joey.
I mean, I'm really looking forward to giving that presentation.
Going to make wires out of everybody?
I feel good that they spent their money really well and paid this company all this money to come in here and tell people how to better talk to people instead of just telling people, hey, you need to start treating people like human beings.
Move on to another subject here. What are you doing this weekend?
Much playing. I think, let's see, my son's going to a Boy Scout, Merit Badge College. So he's going to go get his chemistry merit badge. That'll be good for him. But other than that, I don't have much of nothing going on.
Right by himself, or you got to go with him?
My wife will drop him off. Both boys are going to do the chemistry one, so they'll go, I think it's from like 12:30 to 4:30. But they'll go and they'll, you know, do some chemistry stuff and end up getting their chemistry merit badge that day.
When they go get their amateur radio one?
Question. But I don't think it'll be anytime soon.
It'll be a hard time. I know they don't care nothing about it. You told me.
MRS radio. I mean, I can't even get them on that. Man, when I was a kid, I'd have loved to be able to just get on the radio and act like it's a big walkie-talkie, you know?
Well, one time me and my brother had a set of those little cheap walkie-talkies. You couldn't hardly talk across the living room, much less anywhere else. And we had a ball with them.
N4BXB. Yeah, this is November 4, Bravo X-Ray, Bravo Herb up in Shelby. I was listening to y'all's conversation here, and you got to the place there where I had an experience that might help you. I don't know how old the kids are that you're trying to get interested in AM radio, but when mine were right in there, like 14, 15, 16 years old, somewhere along in there, they were wanting to get their driver's license. And I'd been trying to get them to get their ham license, at least technician. And they wouldn't hear of it. So I was told them, I said, no ham license, no driver's license. And, you know, they both got their license and even went on to get their general. How about that? that's a bad way to have to do it, but I got it done anyway. So I passed that on to the N4BXB.
Idea. Shoot, I tried to offer my boys money, tried to offer them anything I could think of, but yeah, the one's 13 and the other one's 10, and they might get started on it, and then they'll give up after a couple days. I don't know. Maybe they'll get a hold of it eventually, but right now, they're just not interested. KO4C.
Maybe then. Good luck.
I think we'll be excited. On that one, I didn't quite get all that.
Any better? Better than that. Let's see here. I was going to say they're not ready for their driver's license yet, but when they do get ready for their driver's license, and they will want their driver's license more than likely, they might change their attitude a little bit then. so you just have to hang in there and wait a while, and I'd say good luck. If it'll be XP.
Yeah, I love the idea. I may try it. You never know. I got a few more years to get there.
So I'll get back to it. Y'all, 73, N4BXB.
helping today. It's open. Channel 5, channel 6, every couple channels it just stops.
Maybe 10 meters will be open. We'll have to try it out.
For code last night, I was calling for a while. Nobody ever answered, which I didn't really expect anybody to. And that's probably the reason why I'm more comfortable calling on there. Because nobody's going to answer. They ain't got to worry about how bad I'm pushing Morse code. But I gave it a shot for a little while last night.
There's somebody will come back to you.
I mean, I've made a contact or two, but I don't know. For some reason, I psyched myself out just thinking I'm butchering the code so bad, it just, it's going to be hard for the other person on the other end, you know?
What you mean there? I haven't even started trying to learn it, so I can only imagine what I'm going to sound like the first time I try it.
Side 2, highly recommend the app Morse Mania. It's pretty good, pretty fun. And, of course, you got Learn CW Online, which is a good resource, too. But I like the app because the only downside was I could keep repeating the sound until I figured it out. But it doesn't score you as good, or it won't give you any score if you do it that way. But even still, it kind of let me slow it down when I should have been learning a little bit faster.
I mean, a program that I was going to try to look at this weekend about learning CW, so I was going to try to check into it a little bit.
I'm out there. I know G4FON, a lot of people like that one. And it'll do the Koch method, I don't know how to say it, K-O-C-H. You know, so it'll send the letters. I think it's K and M's usually where you start, but you know, the letters aren't that bad. You get the ones that sound very, very similar. That's what I struggle with. But now it's just instant letter recognition that I'm trying to get down.
I don't even know where to start with that, other than just jump in somewhere and figure out where you're at and go from there.
You come across, we use about the same method. It'll be the Koch method and the other method. There's two methods combined, and one of them is sending it at the speed that you want to learn it at, but you can slow down how fast it comes at you, but the letters come at the speed that you would hear them. And then the other method is, I think, the order that the letters come in, like learning K and M first, and then adding another letter once you get those down pat, and just kind of expanding your letters as you go.
If I understand it right, and Dave may be listening, I don't know, that he sent me is, you can download whatever you want, and it will translate it to Morse code, and you can take and slow down the gap in between. It'll send the letter at the speed that you want it at, and then it'll slow down and give you a chance to take it in, and then it'll do the next one.
Pretty similar. I know G4FON will do it, but I think that app forces you to learn the alphabet before it'll let you start using any other part of the program, unless you just kind of skip it to the end. But it wants you to learn all 40 letters before it to let you use that function.
40 letters.
There's but the 40. You get all the alphabet and your punctuation and the forward stroke, forward slash. You learn that as well.
I get what you're saying now. Go home and set these two new radios up too.
Ever get it down, you know, 5 watts Morse code, they say, is somewhere between the same as having 60 to 100 watts on single sideband. So I mean, you can, like the little mountain toppers, you ever look at those little things? It's a little bitty old device, just needs a 9-volt battery to run it, and then you just need a Morse key and headphones, and basically you can activate from anywhere. You know, you got to carry a little antenna with you, but still, that little unit is freaking awesome.
He never heard of it.
Oh, it's Josh, K-N-I-C, whatever it is. He's out in California. Ham radio crash course. Yeah, he did a video recently on the prepping side, like learning Morse code, and he shows off the little mountain topper and what it takes to run it, and it only takes a 9-volt battery.
Some of his stuff, but they get so right down in the weeds on some of it. It gets, well, I'm not learning anything.
Yesterday or day before, it was something about learning Morse code for the prepping SHTF moment, you know, and he was talking about the differences, you know, single sideband takes so much power, and then it's, you know, there's no obscurity to it, so anybody that can hear you can decode, and then you went into digital, and of course Morse code's a little more obscure because most people don't know it.
I've been struggling with regular radio, so it'll probably be a little bit before I jump into that.
I feel like I'm probably slightly more comfortable with either, you know, of course, digital modes are easy, and Morse code, because you're not talking, you know, even though I still psych myself out, I'm more inclined to call CQ on Morse code than I am over the radio for single sideband. I don't know why that is. It's just, for some reason, I'm slightly more comfortable with.
Like to do. I mean, that's all I know to say about it. Everybody's got their thing, and running my mouth is not one of my weaknesses.
Yeah, I can understand that. Shoot, I was listening or decoding, it was some people talking on the radio, and they were doing Morse code. It was slow enough that I could copy most of it. And it's pretty much the same thing, you know, guys are just rag chewing. You know, talking about how long he's been a ham radio operator, like one was a lawyer and stuff like that. It's funny, you know, it's not just all, you know, straight to the point, give signal report. You know, they'll get on there and rag chew on Morse code, which is crazy if you think about it. You know, 10 words a minute or more to carry on a conversation.
My biggest thing is my dyslexia and lack of spelling. Not something I'm my strong suit, that's for sure.
Saying that they swear, they, you know, people swear by it. If somebody's listening, they can chime in. But, you know, they say once you've really got the letters down, eventually you'll start recognizing the words just by hearing the first letter or two. You'll kind of start knowing the words. I am far from that. But, you know, it sounds interesting. And I'm sure it is that way once you do it long enough. But, yeah, I agree with you. I understand. I'm not the best speller in the world. But like right now I have to decode and kind of type it out. If I try to copy in my head, I'll get lost between decoding and trying to remember what they're typing out. No? Shoot, the way I did it was just dive in head first or feet first or however you want to do it. But, Patrick, I am in the driveway, so I'm going to go in here and hopefully the wife's not still asleep at 3 o'clock in the evening. Oh, she's awake. And, you know, so have a good weekend. Maybe we'll talk to you on the radio this weekend. 732, you be safe out there. KO4CF, and I'll be clearing your finals.
732, Andrew, have a good evening. And I'll keep an ear out for you this weekend. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Kilo Delta 9, Mike Kilo Romeo, clear.
CTW radio check.
For CTW.
Okay. Last part, could you come back again?
Radio sounds good. This is N4ZLK. My name is Shane.
We're here. Yeah, I'm just I'm setting up radio here in my work truck. I can't put something permanent, so I've got an HT in it. And got a mag mount antenna I just put up, and I'm I'm installing an amp here right now, and right now I'm running through the amp, but not actually turning the amp on, so it's just running the HT through the amp right now on 5 watts.
Well, you're full quieting. You don't need the amp where you are right now. There may be other places, but where you are, you're doing fine with the HT.
That's kind of what I had hoped. It's an old Radio Shack HTA-20, so it's got some bandpass filtering to kind of kill some of the inner mod. And I was hoping that the insertion loss with it wasn't too much, that I was not going to be able to run just on the HT. I really wanted to just kind of keep it in reserve for when I was kind of out in the sticks.
Whose antenna do you have up there, 5/8 or quarter?
But it's the same one I have on my personal truck, too, and I've had good luck with it. It's a tram.
It's working for you right now very well, so got a great signal.
You coming back to me. I just been working on this since the beginning of the year. I made a resolution to get on the repeater more and try to, talk to some folks some more while I'm in the truck. So just trying to get set up for that. I can do it in my personal truck, but I'm in the work truck most of the week. So I've been kind of behind the times on getting things set up in here, mainly just because I can't do anything permanent.
I'm in a work truck right now, too. For the first part of my career, I couldn't have a radio with me like this, but the vehicle I drive now, I can, and it sure makes the day go by a lot better.
Really enjoyed, having some conversations, some QSOs with people on the repeater the past couple weeks when I've been doing it. It's a lot nicer than listening to the radio sometimes. Not a lot of good. I don't like much of the music you hear on the radio much, and listening to news stations not very much uplifting anymore either. So just a lot better thing to do to just have some conversations with some folks locally.
Very good. I got to run. I got a dog just opened up. I got to back into it. So good to meet you. Hope you have a good day. N4ZLK.
4ZLK, this is Whiskey 4 Charlie Tango Whiskey. I'll say 7-3 and be clear.